trying to feel something tangible in this life. Cause sometimes it seems unmanageable with the strife. I'm still trying to live right, raise my kid right. I know I've done a lot wrong, but damn sure I did right. Last night I did right, way past midnight. My morals and sense fight used to be a grim sight. Tell me, who's more real than four films? Write the score to our people's ordeal. Razor sharp with the cut up a sawmill. Never saw a mill, but I saw a mill killed over some raw krills. I live with a poor spill, more blood than any war will. This ain't Smallville, freedom's way beyond a tall hill. Get for sure killed, can't call the cops. 'Cause 911 still the most serious joke for real. This is the other side of hell. This is the most confining cell. This is where you don't break that shell. You won't shake that spell. You don't find that well. Well, your soul becomes for sale. Spirit becomes retail.
What would I do if I could suddenly be and know once again
So I dedicate my life to a mission of forward action. Revolution shun my want, have no choice but to make it happen. I step up my faction, go over disciplines of addition, subtraction, ciphers and fractions, ammunitions and rations. In the tradition of the Jacksons, Solidar, brother to man child. From Jonathan to George, forge a bond with the Lord. Use my tongue as a sword, take the young who are bored, ignored. Find thoughts unexplored, so the wind becomes state ward. I'm evidence of the fifth element in hip hop. Most forget it to a detriment, but I'm rapping for the betterment of every hood resonate. Keeping it more relevant than tsunamis hitting your settlement. Or a hurricane beyond any calculated measurement. Most are hesitant, so they speak the same rhetoric as I speak of artificial disasters caused by this government. They can block my distribution, but they won't pocket my publishing.
What would I do if I could suddenly
you
might,
you
be
it was sonic.
And know once again
take him home.
What I feel is real.
Hey, yo. I spit it so wicked, I'm a label sadistic. I'm a hip hop misfit, won't sell my soul for me biscuits. Most twisted, into unrecognizable form, it's a norm. Hip hop reduced now to some sort of porn. Some side freak show that won't let the meat grow. A poisonous gas leak slow for you to deep throat. Right into your lungs and into the young. So send the son to death, now injected ones hung like Dominique Green. Now they want Hassan Shakur, Tony Abuno Ford. Now my session praying when there's no answer from the law. So we now need to seek God like those calling for jihad. Most of us acting like fucking retards, swearing to be hard. But most behave so they be slaves, from the cradle to the point where they can only see graves. This is for all the DJs and all the graph riders. This is for the Harlem breakers and all the path lighters. This is for the people struggling, trying to find a meaning. Revolution is bubbling, the resistance increasing. The puzzles were piecing, rhyming for treason. Working towards freedom, tactics once cold, now they freezing. Socialism for season, forecast world change this season. Venezuela's a beacon to the destiny of the Puerto Rican. And the rest of the Caribbean and the world for that matter. Caught up in brain lock like still thinking the world's that flatter. Past misconceptions we shatter like 911 the day after. Redirect the chatter to plans of capitalistic disaster. Expose destructive factors to capture the craft as a captor. Use Napster, web blasters, what have you, to get your message out faster. Runaway slave coming back to capture the master. Free old drummers and dancers, freedom wonders and those looking for answers. Even addressing those without questions, 'cause they have no conception of their own oppression.
What would I do if I could suddenly be and know once again what I feel is real? What would I do if I could suddenly be?
One then. had no questions.
Wanda.
Let me talk about some things I heard that many people won't appreciate.
I was raised in streets so cold where hopes rose, where little kids walk around with no clothes. And not because they have no homes, but this is how they were shown, how to live too fast and act too grown. Where most live so high yet only know lows, never learn how to stand on their own, cause they always face life on their toes. When this concrete jungle with all of its woes, there are roses in Harlem that somehow still grow. And I suppose with more tilling their flowers will show, nurture the children and the wind will blow, and the world will be a better place instead of the cheddar race. Or if not a threat to humanity, we will forever face. Cause round my block, the youth are used as modern day pawns, hustling death till there's nothing left from dusk to dawn. Till every last bit of their soul is gone, and they forever travel in shadows to live life amongst the scorn. Wishing they could be reborn, looking for a jack to feed on, and some of them mentally be gone. And since they never got their read on, they never understood why it was important for them to see their seed born. So the next generation grieves on and bleeds on, and this can happen for eons unless we form a legion to attack these demons. I want to stop our breathing so we can't inhale freedom. How many of our kids have asthma due to the plaster? How many of our family members suffer from cancer? Still look at this government for answers. How many of our youth go bananas at the color of bandanas? Cause their minds have been desensitized by the time they finish failing grammar. Live most of their lives failing grammar in the slammer, trying to make runs from the slums of New York to Atlanta. Didn't know the difference between a Black Panther and a white panda. Both were extinct animals if you asked them, but if you couldn't mask them and examine and show them all the horror in their lives, they observed the curve random was due to years of steady planning. Our people have been left stranded and abandoned, trapped in way before Katrina ever happened. It's my greater passion that might move them into action, to take their freedom of their people without asking, without vote casting, cause that hasn't ever had an effect on those who haven't. The have-nots who never had it, never could get it, raised to be addicts, I wish the whole hood would shed it. Crack is embedded so far in our neighborhoods, community walls are segmented. Most people we thought represented us were demented, looking at 401k pensions instead of where these land grabbers were headed. It's getting a bit prevented, buildings which are rented, now you need a mortgage, and for the poor kids the playgrounds are now fencing. So you can see how the young tots damaged from a life of untold knots, run away from homes with no pops and hand-me-down jeans or old socks, away from their mom that pops. They can clearly see the traction of arms will only lead to a cold box, and this is why they run non-stop, especially from cold cops and blocks that have been co-op, but there's no options. Pelvis crops run into a cypher of no knots that road pot and whole glocks, but the dope got them in dirty below, pushing snow like they're robots. Send them staying and smothered where the poems lock, and listen to the youth that everyone forgot. But my purpose is convince you, the lyrical use at its pinnacle, the trick of how the system can make you utterly cynical. How you tied from a mental umbilical, why you're skeptical about your freedom even being perceptible, why breaking free is questionable. But freedom is so visible beyond their economic principles, as emancipation can't be divisible by 10. So won't be related to anything you spend, nothing you can lend, no affiliation to the dollar, euro, yen. Freedom will look like no gem, couldn't tell you all by the number of inches on your rims, no matter how many pairs of Tims or what you wear in your limbs. This is not where freedom begins, but this is exactly where it ends. Cause when I speak of liberation, I'm talking beyond America's upper class imagination, beyond taking long vacations, beyond a house with land the size of the South's largest slave plantation, beyond any payment. Freedom is not some external sensation, it's definitely a test of patience. Some say patience is a virtue, others say may curse you, but I know hesitant cats in your circle will definitely hurt you. Others may think progress must mirror the moves of a turtle, but I'm sure it's a race man at its own pace with many a hurdle. And for our movement, the ground's fertile, so I urge you to purge through. The cops already set a curfew, if they catch you after hours, they definitely search you, might even murk you. I ain't rhyming for the fuck it, but I take this personal. This is reality rap, nothing virtue. Back to hell, this can nurse you, give it a Holy Spirit like church do. For those locked in a metaphorical box, this will help you burst through. Cause in Project Blues, we're just scratching the surface. Now our purpose go to depths like the dollar, show you America's worthless. No matter what you purchase, this downfall is not temporary but permanent, as economists search for words that won't make investors nervous. Wall Street can't avoid the closing curtains, 100% certain $1 trillion war is a huge cause for the hurting. Increased rates for Kabul will add to the burden, and 700 military bases for future Vietnam to have lurking. You better off going online, look into pound conversion, or run down to the bank urgent to buy a bond backed by the Chinese yuan in person. But no matter how many corporate bailouts or stimulus packages, there'll be perpetual crashes and inevitable clashes between the classes. Years of self-serving for supplies aren't earning, got them printing the mirrors as fast as they can cause the dollar's burning, and constructing a super corridor to fortify the North American Union, from Mexico to Canada for international cargo movement. They're fucking shifting humans, as gentrification's a part of a bigger plan to populate
population redistribution, creating super cities trapped by super highways. And you need a passport to even travel sideways. And if you have questions, I have places of preventive detention. Here there's a misinformation obsession, they're in a depression, they can barely say recession. They're playing 1984, they're more with their aggression. Orwell, the Orwells with their advanced weapons. Now who has pity on a Sunni in Sardar City? See me as a young studious religious boy praying, hoping God is with me. As reality starts to hit me, these American bullets start to rip me. I survived, my sister didn't, so now I'm jihad strictly. Already forgiven, ready to give up living. Deadly with scope precision, blasting at the walls of my hopes in prison. With the hatred of the American fleet that runs really deep, I'ma have a bomb strapped to my chest, but I don't value my life really cheap. This hill I climb is really steep, and only with this IED will the world hear me speak.
Let me give you a little faith footnote. Turn your neighbor, say faith footnote.
Once again, it's the welfare consistently on our jobs. Shouts to the affiliates, man. Puerto Rican production, how we doing?
Continue to spark this. Our black star shining like Marcus. So far to the left where Fark is. Definitely feel we got enough mileage out of marches. And we give a perspective on community that reaches far deeper than these Marxists. So of course I don't give a fuck about their bullshit, subpoenas, fabricated charges. Any signs of justice in this country are simply mirages. And freedom and America are not synonymous. A fact that polar opposites. So I don't want to hear a word about that Obama shit. Ask him about the death penalty, he won't abolish it. Ask him about Israeli defiance of Geneva Convention, he won't acknowledge it. Told him about Mexico, right to the original land, he'll look at you in astonishment. But if you bring Afghanistan, he'll try to convince you Obama then. Don't tell me he's down with the people because of that ganja shit. Cause the realism put a black face at the head of American imperialism, part of it. And any illusion about people's freedom, he now conscious it. Even some of our deepest MCs have been to see his armaments. As it is in front of some electoral rally, go yonder with. Pacifying functions we just don't bother with. It's egregious, it's so facetious, deceiving. Regarding change, we can believe it. If it turns out that here are real people grieving. Support comes from the right wing of the Democrats, or where he's at. A warmonger with the same hunger to preemptively attack. White mask with a skin that's black, in fact, for rack. Hopes to team this borderless war. Find a kind of hope in the past.
Second and commence the rip. And it's shred fragments and bits or the bullshit they tryna get. We got munitions with banana clips, AK-47s with the wooden grips, derringers with ornate tips to bring retribution for slave ships. Now the ghetto is a jungle and our hunger brings guerrilla warfare. We are Vietnamese in the tunnel, got you in our crosshairs, it's all fair. Squeeze off in this place air, blow your head clean clear. Move your shoulders, we are soldiers in danger spaces like folks we don't care. So yeah, I'll cast the first stone, rock and pebble too. Fuck it, homie, I'll be shot putting boulders at your vestibule. We got the moon, not I, me but diplomat, all scholar, and Obama. Just a wild motherfucker wants to bomb me. Boys, your neck, pouring with sweat to show you how wild the poor people get. When a heart with his left, so struggling stress. Deep in his heart, a line is kept like a line I've slept. I'm so deadly, check my plan, Ray, I'm so ready. Come on, send me the gun,
from their country to build our way of ease and kept them enslaved and living in fear. Terrorism. We bombed Grenada and killed innocent civilians, babies, non-military personnel. We bombed the black civilian community of Panama with stealth bombers and killed unarmed teenagers and toddlers, pregnant mothers and hard-working fathers. We bombed Gaddafi's home and killed his child. Blessed are they who bash your children's head against a rock. We bombed Iraq. We killed unarmed civilians trying to make a living. We bombed a plant in Sudan to pay back for the attack on our embassy. Killed hundreds of hard-working people, mothers and fathers who left home to go that day not knowing that they never get back home. We bombed Hiroshima. We bombed Nagasaki. And we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon. And we never batted an eye. Kids playing in the playground, mothers picking up children after school, civilians, not soldiers. People just trying to make it day by day. We have supported state terrorism against the Palestinians and black South Africans, and now we are indignant because the stuff we have done overseas is now brought right back into our own front yard. America's chickens are coming home. Begets violence, hatred begets hatred, and terrorism begets terrorism. A white ambassador said that, y'all, not a black militant. Turn back to your neighbor and say, footnote is over. Now, come on back.
Rapping is joined up, Trap City, off like the basement. But check it out. Look, I need a strong Puerto Rican woman with good cooking. Maybe from the island, quite possibly from Brooklyn. More than likely from a place where you would get your chain took. And if I'm in the book and she ain't scared to come looking for the God body, I love you. Body, daddy, no disrespect, though. I know you shine like an emerald. Body on point, conscious, right like a pencil. Last of the New Yorkians, all black intellectual with love for the poor and disregard for the law. And if they flip you, grab a clip like a side of Shakur. And I ain't mad at it, dagnabbing, you know. Every song around some treason and Illmatic. You from the projects too, so you understand Project Blue and understand how a kid from Harlem projects move. So we could go back to my spot for good smoke and hip hop, but chill here and just rock till the turntable stop.
Cause you don't know what you're doing to me when you do what you do. When you do what you do to me, to me, to me. Oh, you don't know what you do when you do what you do. When you do what you do to me, to me, to me.
Of course I really do miss you. How every morning I could kiss you. I know we had issues, but love was never misused. And since you've been gone, I've been wondering what you're into. As for me, I'm still living life quite simple. But the plain truth without you is painful. Honestly, I've been with other women. In the end, they ain't you. I even try to repaint you. Wind up in tangles. Love to me is unattainable. I say it's unexplainable. What I'm really trying to say to you is I grieve to feel you breathe. As you rest on my chest when I read. Be right next to my side with my best rhymes conceived. With all that I've achieved, no frontin'. Day you decided to pick up and leave, virtually broke me down to nothing. Now what will I accomplish without you giving me what I need? Make me more than believe anything I will to reality will happen indeed. But since you left, I had this pain in my chest. Can't seem to rest, obsessed with your caress, a total mess, and I guess.
You don't know what you do when you do what you do. When you do what you do to me, to me, to me. Oh, you don't know what you do. When you do what you do to me, to me, to me.
Mm-hmm.
you do, when you do what you do to me, to me, to me.
Is this music with the inner flow forever tied to my soul, so I just can't lose it. With thoughts so lucid, ideas so exclusive, with an execution that mentally seduces and reduces most competition to excuses, making the microphones literally useless. And so if this song introduces you to what we've been doing, let me step it up so I just don't ruin your first impression. I search my lessons a little deeper, having you realize this joint's a sleeper, reminding you of beepers and even before that Adidas sneakers, busting through your speakers, busting your tweeters, making you once again more than a believer, but a knower, a true hip hop like you built the art. Check the dots, a razor sharp, even more accurate in the dark, where I make my mark on your forehead. To turn on your first eye, your thirst eye, your search eye, where to I let these words fly. You heard I, but now you got a bird's eye, and you got the power to not let these words die. This was created on Project Rooftops, we used to escape from below, see the blocks flooded with blue tops, and just blue cops, cause no matter what their race is, they all need to stop. I record Tupac giving two knocks, two shots, or more than Botox. For he who knows not, only know Joe's plot. You can go globetrot and watch the globe rot, or embrace the original purpose of hip hop, to free our people from the mentality that forces them to stick spots, stuck inside a six box, hoping it's a temporary pit stop. But the amount of money made from prisons fits in a big pot, so depend on the fact you do a bit long enough to see your kids
die. Hip hop is far from dead, it's so alive, that this be no surprise in my flow, look in my eyes. Cause if it dies, this means you can no longer hear the cries of black and brown babies worldwide on the rise. Hip hop is far from dead, it's so alive, and let this be no surprise in my flow, look in my eyes. Cause if it dies, this means you can no longer hear the cries of black and brown babies worldwide on the rise.
Just cause I'm spiritual don't mean I'm waiting on miracles, especially if you're trying to feed over billion starving individuals whose lives are so miserable, homes are so unlivable, schools are so pitiful, can barely decipher simple syllables. I'm probably so cyclical, it's a ritual, and slavery's no longer physical cause it's habitual, and revolutions are principle with conditions to find whimsical, so it's ridiculed, minuscule, and misconstrued, and this is so critical cause then you won't fight to free the land and minerals, precious oils with they travel shores and fought wars for scores, wrote up international laws based on a broken hopes of the soon flammable poor whose mandibles are sore for turning the other cheek. In order for the strong to hear the weak, the meek must blast the ears of the elite. So I speak in a tradition of resistance. My flow is strictly non-fiction for the uplifting of those poverty stricken. So I have no choice to continue this mission. Like the reason I start is diminished, so my journey's far from finished. This fight could be endless, so I'm in this. Beyond just a battle, but to win this. Witness sentences so efficient. Listen to words that glisten, which can only stem from the magnificent. As I take what your favorite MC is saying and shifted. For years misled, now you nod your head to our resistance. Puerto Rican, brown, and gifted. In the people's army, have you enlisted? Todo Boricua Machetero, you hear us calling. F-A-L-N, you better fall in. Beyond the survival, the fittest adoring. A symbol which hunger roaring, so wake the people from snoring. Behind the limelight touring, really moved by few mainstream MCs outside of Lauren. It's the underground.
Hip hop is far from dead, it's so alive, that this be no surprise in my flow, look in my eyes. Cause if it dies, this means you can no longer hear the cries of black and brown babies worldwide on the rise. Hip hop is far from dead, it's so alive, and let this be no surprise in my flow, look in my eyes. Cause if it dies, this means you can no longer hear the cries of black and brown babies worldwide on the rise. Hip hop is far from dead, it's so alive, that this be no surprise in my flow, look in my eyes. Cause if it dies, this means you can no longer hear the cries of black and brown babies worldwide on the rise. Hip hop is far from dead, it's so alive, and let this be no surprise in my flow, look in my eyes. Cause if it dies, this means you can no longer hear the cries of black and brown babies worldwide on the rise.
On the rise, y'all, we on the rise.
can't be stopped, we can't be topped. Like how I feel when I hear another cop was shot, an American soldier was dropped. Sometimes this is all we got. Raw hip hop, uncooked, unchopped. My religion is to destroy America's capitalist system. It's a daily sacrifice, and I give offerings with this diction. I was given the original manuscript of Wretched of the Earth at my baptism. And what happened next came in flashing visions. Cause Malcolm blessed me from the Audubon with his infinite wisdom. And I'll be through Ben's version of the 23rd Psalm from his prison. As Chad was wrapped in a rope the color of crimson. Reading from the making of a new man, speaking with so much conviction. I just sat there and listened. And out of darkness came Marcus in an instant, who spoke of autonomy from the system, breaking down the tenets of dependency and its symptoms. And I was on bending knee when Satan tempted me. And then Pedro Pietri entered me mentally like a form of hypnotherapy. And somehow the last poets were sent to me and blew the revolutionary breath in me. From then I knew it was my destiny to definitely fight to the death of me, or eventually make the American hegemony a distant memory. Feeling like I can't be stopped, we can't be caught. Like how I feel when I hear another cop was shot, when American soldier was dropped. Sometimes this is all we got. Raw hip hop, uncooked, unchopped. As I crept through the shadow of death, holding my breath, my heart pounded in my chest, with no time to rest, watching my steps, carrying the weight of the oppressed, battling both the right and the left, till my thirst for freedom was without questions quenched. I did feel peaceful till I saw Philly Bertho with an easel. Paint a path, he told me to follow it, no matter where it leads to. Libertances descended to remind me what greed do. He showed me the tree of life, told me to tend it, and it will forever feed you. That's when Dessalines handed me my first axe, told me perfect my hacks, and in the face of evil, so in fact, never be peaceful. Then I heard a spark in my mind from Dr. Clark to remind that truth to the deceitful is so lethal they'll do everything to defeat you. Which is when I saw Huey holding the Uzi, and he said he'd choose me, but he told me to keep up cause he didn't want to lose me. Then Harriet with a rifle and a chariot spoke about the revolution, persisted I must marry it, handed me a torch and insisted I must carry it. Like how I feel when I hear another cop was shot, when American soldier was dropped. Sometimes this is all we got. Raw hip hop, uncooked, unchopped. I woke to Tupac rhyming over Bob Marley. Jam Master J was looping, burning and looting. The sounds penetrated my body, and underneath it was a rebel yell of Adele. My heart started to swell, cause also no history will absorb him, as time will tell. Then I saw Asada in a gold bata, surrounded by Cuban rasta, spraying the bata with Don Rafa, both doctors had the same understanding of La Raza. The people abused by coppers, flooded with drugs from mobsters, kids who can't sleep cause they're choppers. Then Oscar Lopez suddenly appeared free to further focus on the hopeless, the dope heads and broke heads, dressed in pro heads. And he was with Mumia, and they were both running in the spirit of a Libra, passing out Imani and Nia to both agreeers and non-believers. And they said Toma, and I took it, and it took me till I Isla Mona, where I heard the war cry Anacajona, solo Lita, and I said Doña. I'm so vexed and so stressed, my tensions are best, but I'm really confused about what I should do next. And she said do rest, do take some time to digest all the things you have on your chest, and remember to always remain blessed, cause you can't walk on water if your mind is not at its best, in order to take up the plight of the oppressed and usher in the fall of the West. It's a feeling like I can't stop, I can't like how I feel when I hear another cop was shot.
Resistance, upliftment, go to the people of Palestine in support of Hamas. Check it. Check, check. Hey yo, now the minor white fossils making war crimes preposterous. It's obvious many Jews complicit to the Holocaust and not unlearn the German geopolitics and social darkness. Fuckers like Van Trotten, straight rotten. To the victimization of Jews during World War II can never justify the aggression of Israeli troops. The press paints Hamas in color of Al-Qaeda's insightful. The world silence is Tel Aviv acts genocidal. But who do you think funds the Israeli war machine? I mean, the pilot of these drones cuts the bombs dropped from F-16s. Causing 750,000 Gaza children to scream at the depleted uranium falls on their craniums. Reducing water supplies, cutting off electricity as they pass illicit Congress complicity. So the hell with their roadmaps and peace accords. They're all traps and frauds as long as Hamas legitimacy is ignored. Check it. 1, 2. Hey yo. Hey yo. Now what if Hezbollah opens up a second front? Now the Shiites and the Sunnis can come together to fight as one. Remember those bombs from the north? That's dumb. The party of God that moves like an unstoppable force? That's dumb. I bet the Knesset don't want a third intifada. It'll be their Waterloo and the end to the Middle East drama. As Syria attacks from the exterior, reclaiming the Golden Heights, making the occupying forces wearier. But when Egypt throws the rock for water, eating the Zionists and the Palestinians slaughtered. Reminded me when Sadat sold out to Tel Aviv and was shot. I thought that's what President Mubarak would've got. You see, Israel attacked God for the point of shock and awe, to prove to the world its propensity for war, to race it to the Bakus in southern Lebanon, and make sure anyone who utters the word Hamas is dead and gone. One, two. Hey, yo, yo. Now, how many Israelis died from Qassam rockets? Cause thousands of Palestinians died from taxes out your pockets. Check your vision. Israel dispatched lobby jets and helicopters to attack the virtue prison. They should be isolated for all the laws they violated. How much illegal land has been confiscated? But this rogue state would never eliminate Hamas or separate the West Bank from Gaza. No matter how much they infiltrate Fatah, the situation is not vague. It's not the dilemma of our modern age on the world stage to be debated at the Hague. As Israel aggression came way before any Palestinian rage. Yo, it's evident Tel Aviv doesn't want a two-state settlement as every president reduces Palestinian security to irrelevant. Now Israel's the greatest threat to peace on the planet, like dirty nuclear bombs in the hands of bandits. But this is more than some natural disaster, so more than money and aid would have to be the answer. The IDF will do everything it can to avoid peace, and this is why violence in the Middle East won't cease. I'm not calling for peace, I'm calling for what Hamas calls for. A reclamation of lands in the 1967 border. Bulldoze apartheid war where it stands, and checkpoints and legal settlements to occupy lands. The bombing of hospital schools must be questioned. Use of dime arsenals and flash tests on civilians must be mentioned. Stop the persecution of 1.5 million Palestinians being held down by the Zionists living in Israel under iron fist. And Jerusalem must be independent under no uncertain terms. 6 million refugees must be granted their right to return and put an end to the Jewish only roads and allow Gaza and the West Bank to reconciliate so Palestine can finally exist as a unified and autonomous state. Check it.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin.